Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Partners Group sees strong growth at U.S. HVH portfolio companies as extreme weather increases demand for cooling. Partners Group is experiencing strong growth at its U.S. HVH portfolio companies, DiversiTech and Premistar, with revenues rising 60% and doubling respectively since acquisition. The increase reflects a growing demand for HVH parts and maintenance services due to extreme weather conditions. Partners Group is implementing value creation plans to support future growth by investing in operations, supply chains, technology, and executing selective add-on acquisitions.
Data Group wins contract for comprehensive workplace services and device lifecycle management at Investitions.Bell-Lynn. Data Group has secured a contract to provide workplace services and device lifecycle management for Investitions.Bell-Lynn. The collaboration aims to enhance IBB's digital workplace environment by managing 1,300 end devices over 5 years. This partnership streamlines processes from provisioning to recycling, ensuring efficient, secure, and sustainable IT workplace provision. Data Group's focus on standardized processes and quality management will create added value for IBB and its employees.
Network news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited pursues strategic growth in emerging critical minerals region. Greenland Mines is strategically positioning itself in Greenland's critical minerals sector to meet the increasing demand for resources vital to various industries. By diversifying its portfolio and seeking partnerships, the company aims to capitalize on the region's geological potential and international attention. Greenland Mines plans to responsibly develop its assets while contributing to the North Atlantic Critical Metals Corridor vision.
As AI races ahead, the real battle is over power and infrastructure. The International Energy Agency predicts a significant increase in global data center electricity consumption by 2030, driven primarily by AI. Companies like Azio AI Holdings Inc. are focusing on power data center capacity, high-speed connectivity, and GPU systems to meet this demand, highlighting the shift towards physical infrastructure in the AI economy.
As AI races ahead, the real battle is over power and infrastructure. As AI adoption accelerates, the battle over power and infrastructure intensifies. The International Energy Agency predicts a doubling of global data center electricity consumption by 2030, driven primarily by AI. Companies like Azio AI Holdings Inc. are focusing on building the necessary infrastructure for AI applications, including power, data centers, high-speed connectivity, and GPU systems. This shift marks a new phase in the AI economy's evolution.
Photo feature: Global Media, Explore, Hainan, Free Trade Port, unlocking the new vitality of the ocean economy. Global media outlets recently explored Hainan's ocean economy during a tour of China's Hainan province. The visit showcased the region's marine tourism, ecological efforts, and innovative consumer models, leveraging policy advantages like visa-free access and duty-free shopping. Hainan has seen a surge in cultural tourism demand. The island welcomed over 1 million inbound visits in the first half of 2026, a 48.8% increase year-on-year. A News Breaks: Max Power Mining Corp. secures $10 million strategic private placement with Eric Scrott. The financing includes 4 million units priced at $2.50 each, with each unit comprising one common share and one warrant exercisable at $3.25. The closing is expected around August 17, 2026. The proceeds will be used for commercial validation drill programs and general corporate purposes. Sprott is anticipated to own approximately 19.5% of MaxPower's outstanding common shares.
Other news to read the news? I read this commentary from the NewsRamp. I can't say that anything we need is a different one. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.